Yeah, just take a right here. My apartment is at the end of the street. Sir, thanks again for giving me a ride home from work. The bus this time at night can be a bit unreliable. I don't know of any manager who would have gone out of their way for one of their waitresses like this. I feel like most would have just fired me on the spot. It's probably gonna take me a couple of months to afford my own car at this point, so I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's that apartment right there. Sir? Do you mind, God, I feel so stupid for asking this, but do you mind walking me to my door? This neighborhood here is a little sketchy. Sometimes I catch creeps staring at me, and they say some pretty awful things when I walk by. I thought that maybe if people saw me with a man like you around, they'd think twice, you know? You will? Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm ready to go. Okay, we're here. Let me unlock the door. Thanks again for walking me here. I felt so much safer with you. Seriously, you're the best, sir. Hey, do you want to, come in, maybe? If you want a drink or something. I mean, like, water. But, I have other stuff too if you want it. Water? Water's good? Yeah, I have some. Just give me a sec. Here you go. A bottle of ice-cold water fresh from the fridge. It's not much, but it's the least I could do for what you've done for me. It hasn't been easy ever since my boyfriend broke up with me and kicked me out. Well, it was his apartment and his car, so... yeah. I was lucky to even find a place like this in such short notice, even if it's not exactly a great spot. God, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be, like, trauma dumping all this on you. I know you probably don't care, and it's not your problem. But it's just, all my friends were his friends, so they all obviously chose him over me. And I feel like everyone at work hated me already. And now that I'm an emotional wreck, they hate me even more. My own mom hasn't, like, talked to me ever since she kicked me out after I turned 18. It's like I have no one to talk to. It's like there's no one that cares about me at all. And you're, like, the only one who's even shown me a shred of kindness in forever. I'm sorry. I'm such a mess. Oh, God. Thank you. You're always so nice to me. Holding me like this. Comforting me. Even at work. You never get mad if I'm a little late. Or if I mess up an order. You even tell off those nasty customers who think they can just perv on me all night. It's like you actually care about me. No one's ever really cared about. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. I just felt so safe and like I've been so... I don't know. Touch starved, I guess. That was so inappropriate of me. Like, I know you have a wife and kids and... Oh God, what did I do? Please don't fire me, sir. Please don't fire me. This is like the last thing I need right now. You're not gonna... Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll relax. Yeah, of course, it never happened. And never will again. Promise. I promise. God, I'm so stupid. I always do this. A man is finally nice to me for 5 seconds, and the only way he can respond is to act like such a stupid, helpless little slut in front of him. No. No, it's true. I'm sure you've heard the rumors about me. It's why everyone hates me, especially the other girls. You don't? You really haven't heard all the girls say that I only got hired because I sucked off the old manager? Well, it was before he left and you took over his position, of course. Sorry. I know I'm just dumping everything on you right now, but you might as well hear it from me. Especially since you should probably stay away from me from now on. Look, you're a really nice guy, and you've been so super kind and helpful. But I really don't want you getting mixed up with my problems. I don't want them to start rumors about you either. Hmm? Are the rumors true? You want to know if the rumors are true? Well, I did blow the old manager to get the job, but it was because, well, okay, I'll be honest. To tell you the truth, I've been trying to leave my boyfriend for a while, but I had no money of my own. So, I like really, really, really needed a job, but no one would hire me because I had no experience. I told him I was desperate, and he asked me how desperate I was. He had that look in his eyes. That look that a lot of men give me. He didn't even need to say anything. I already knew what he wanted. I just got behind his desk and dropped to my knees. Ugh, I can still remember it. I just closed my eyes and let him use my mouth. His cock wasn't all that big, but his balls were sure full. When he came, he held my head down in his crotch until he heard me gulp down every drop. It wasn't just that one time either. He would schedule our shifts so that late at night it would just be me and him. We would close down the restaurant and after everyone else left, he would take me to his office. Most of the time, he would just make me blow him, but eventually, he'd have me bend over his desk and spread myself open so he could fuck me. Thank God I was on birth control, because that asshole refused to wear a condom. He'd say, "Cum dumpsters like you are meant to be filled with cum," and laugh. That sick fuck. To tell you the truth, though, I really didn't mind. He never lasted longer than a few minutes, and when tips were handed out, he'd slip me a little extra from his pocket. For services rendered, he'd wink at me. The other girls hated me because they always thought I was getting a bigger cut of the tips than they did. But I needed the money, and I couldn't say anything anyway. So I just kept my mouth shut. So, yeah, that's the sad story of my life. Well, part of it, at least. God, I'm not even sure if I should have vented all of that to you. But I don't even care anymore at this point. I felt good to get it all finally out there. I haven't exactly had anyone else I could tell all this to. Sir? Is everything okay? Oh, wow. You're, hard. Like, very, very hard. No, it's okay. I completely understand. It's my fault again, as usual. God, how many times am I gonna fuck up in one night? Literally, here I am telling you every detail of how I whored myself out to the old manager. How I just, like, let him use me like his personal sex toy. I mean, I don't blame you for getting a little turned on. But, man, you are really pitching a tent there, sir. sir? Do you maybe find me attractive? It's okay if you do. Did you maybe get turned on, sir? When I told you about all the dirty things he made me do? How I let him have his way with me? I'm kind of curious, though, sir. What would you have done if you were in his place? Would you also have taken advantage of a poor girl like me? Desperate and willing to do anything for help? Would you have used me for your sexual gratification like he did? Then paid me off like a cheap whore? You can be honest with me, sir. Because I want to be honest with you, too. You see, sir, deep down, I kind of loved being used like a little whore by an older man. Sometimes, sir, I used to just drip all day in anticipation, feeling his hungry eyes on me all day, waiting for the moment when everyone else has left. For the moment when he comes up behind me, squeezes my ass and tells me to get into his office, my face would burn with the humiliation, but I'd already be gushing by the time I obediently bent over his desk and pulled my panties down my thighs. Sopping little slut, he'd say when he thrust inside me. I bet you don't get this wet for your boyfriend. He'd grunt as he fucked me, and I'd bury my face in my hands in embarrassment because I couldn't deny it. Sometimes he'd make me wait in one of the bathroom stalls. Then he would find some dirty old fuck who'd been eyeing me up all night and tell him he was getting a special surprise for being such a loyal customer. I'd hear the bathroom door lock and the stall door open. And it would be some nasty geezer with a big smile already unzipping his jeans. When they were done with me, he would come and take his turn. He said my pussy felt best when it was already coated inside with a fresh load of spunk. I would squeal and moan when he bucked his hips back and forth against me. And come so hard in that disgusting bathroom. Listening to his grunts and the sound of his cock sloshing around the loads of cum inside me. I think he unlocked something inside me, sir. Revealed something about myself I didn't really know until then. That I liked being degraded as a fuck toy. That I liked being taken and dominated by someone who had power over me. It's the only time in my life that I've ever felt that I was getting what I deserved, that I was actually being useful for once, that this was what I was meant for, that I was born to be someone's personal piece of fuck meat, that my purpose is to be used and abused and discarded when you're done with me. After all, that's what men have been doing to me all my life. So, what do you think about that, sir? You look so conflicted. I guess I can spell it out for you if you'd like. I guess what I'm really trying to say here is that no one would need to know. You've been so helpful and kind to me, sir, when no one else was. It's meant so much to me. And if there's a way I can repay your kindness, even in my own fucked up way. And I've just been so lonely, sir. So lonely and so empty inside. I need so desperately to be taken, used, and filled. And I think you want to be the one to fill me all up. You know how I said he used to have a look in his eyes? The eyes that look at me like they want to devour me. The eyes that make me want to be devoured. It's the same look in yours now. I know you're a good man. Good at work. Good at home. But even good men have desires they keep locked up, don't they? Bottled up inside where no one can see. Until someone like me comes along. Someone who can see through that facade. Someone willing to offer herself as a sacrifice to indulge your deepest, darkest needs. Shh. No. You can't use that as an excuse now. My wife this and my wife that. You say that, but guess what? I haven't exactly tied you down. You could have left at any point. In fact, you still can. Yet, you haven't moved a single inch. You've just sat there frozen, with a throbbing, hard erection in your pants. Sir, let me just rub my hand along your crotch. Wow, it's so hard. Do you still get this hard for her, I wonder? It's okay. It's understandable. I'm sure you still love her and all, but your cock doesn't want her pussy anymore, does it? It wants a pussy like the one I have between my legs, doesn't it? Hot. Wet. Tight. And you can have it, sir. You can have as much of it as you want. I don't even care if maybe you were only nice to me because you wanted to fuck me. It's the only reason a man would be nice to me, after all. Maybe you even knew all along about what a slut I was and was hoping something like this would happen. I don't care. The only thing I care to hear from you right now are the words telling me to get on my knees and suck you off like a good little slut. Or don't even say anything at all. Just point to the floor between your knees. Even a dumb bitch like me should know what you want when you need it. Yes, sir. Your poor cock has been trapped for so long. I think it's time to let him be free. Wow, it looks even better than I imagined. fuck. Ah, now this is a real man's cock. A cock deserving of worship from your eager slut's mouth. Did you get a text, sir? Oh. Your wife is wondering where you are. Give it to me. Hey, honey. Late. Doing paperwork. Be home soon. Love you. There. Sent. Oh, don't worry, sir. She better get used to it anyway. You'll be doing a lot of paperwork from now on. Yes. Lots. And lots. Of paperwork. Come on, sir. Why are you holding back so much? You're stroking your fingers through my hair while I suck your cock. Which is nice, I guess. But I know what you really want to do. I'm not your wife, you know. Your wife's probably a nice, proper lady. I bet she sucks your cock like a dainty little flower. If she still sucks your cock at all. That's the spirit, sir. Yes, sir. I won't talk about your wife like that. You're not with your wife right now. You're with your slut. And a slut like me shouldn't be treated like a wife. Yeah. Grip my hair in your fist. Yes, sir. I love being your cock-sucking cock slut. Yes, sir. Your cock belongs buried in my throat. You're pulling my head up, my hair. Wait, my face. What's wrong with my face? I don't have my slut makeup on. What do you mean? I still have my makeup on. Sir, your cock is covered in pre-cum and spit. You're rubbing it against my face. It's all sticky and sloppy, getting everywhere. dripping from my forehead to my chin. Yes, sir. This is my slut makeup. Thank you, sir, for showing me how my face should be. Yes, sir. Please spit into my mouth. Thank you, sir. Your spit is delicious. Sir, you're choking me with your hand. Yes, sir. I'll pull down my shorts and my panties. There, sir, they're off. Your hand, you're sliding it between my legs. Yes, sir. I'm wet. I'm so fucking wet. All your fingers inside me. As you choke me. If you're asking me, sir, if I would rather breathe or have your cock, I would rather have your cock. I don't care if I pass out. I need your cock inside me. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll straddle you right away. Legs on either side of you. Holding your cock against my entrance. Can you feel it, sir? The heat and wetness of my slick cunt. Aching to feel your length. Fuck. It's tight, sir. But I'll take every inch of you. Impaling myself on your cock. You want to play with my tits, sir? Let me take off my top and feed my breasts to you. Fuck. That's it, sir. Bite and squeeze and suck on my nipples. Just lean back on the couch, sir. I'll do all the work. Bouncing on your cock, rolling and grinding my hips against yours. Just lean back and enjoy my quivering pussy gripping around your cock. Just let your dirty little slut do all the work. Because this is gonna be my job from now on. You didn't expect this to be a one-time thing, did you? No. I'm your cock slut from now on. And taking care of your cock is in the job description. Don't worry, sir. Don't worry. The other girls won't say anything. They didn't say anything when the old manager was fucking me. They all knew. They all fucking knew. But as far as they cared, as long as I was the one being bent over and fucked in his office, then at least it wouldn't be them. Those fucking bitches. And they like you more than him, you know. So don't worry. They'll look away if you wanted to spend your afternoon relieving your cum inside your slut's holes. Oh, yeah, they all think it's what I deserve after all. They all think it's what I'm good for. It's what you think so too, don't you, sir? Especially now that you felt how good the inside of my pussy feels. I'm not very smart, and I'm not very good at my job, but my pussy's hot and wet and grips and milks your cock. And I'll submit and obey when you want to use me, and you can use me. Oh, again, and again, and again, until your balls are empty and spent, until every drop of your cum has been blasted into my creamy fuckholes. Wait, sir, what are you doing? You're laying me on the couch? Yes, sir, I'll spread my legs. You're getting on top of me? Oh God, your cock back inside me? So deep. Wait, sir. You're going so fast. Please, sir. Your cock is throbbing so hard. You're fucking me into the couch. So deep. So fast. You're gonna make me come. Please, sir. May I come? Please, sir. I can't. I can't. Stop it. You're gonna make me come. Please, sir. May I come? Please, sir. May I come? I can't stop it. I can't stop it. I can't stop it. I can't. Fuck. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I know you told me not to come yet, but my hair. Wait, where are you leading me? Where are we going? Wait. The balcony? Sir, why? We can't be here. We're out in the open. I know it's late at night, but there are people still on the street. Yes, sir. I'll shut up and suck your cock. Sir, please. I feel so exposed. The men down there, they're the ones that catcall me every day. They say such disgusting things to me when I walk by. No, if they look up, they'll see me on the balcony, naked, on my knees, sucking your cock in the open air. Stand up. Thank you, sir. Now can we please go back and sir, oh my God. You just bent me over the balcony. Oh God, you're leaning me over. Oh, my hands pinned behind me. Oh, God, sir, please. This is so dangerous. I could fall. I could fall. And everyone can see me. My tits are hanging out for everyone to see. You're gonna fuck me like this? Wait. Fuck. I feel even tighter, sir. It's because I'm so scared, sir. Scared of falling. Scared of being seen. Oh, my pussy is quivering around you. Gripping like I'm desperately holding on to you with my pussy. Oh, fuck. This is so fucking embarrassing. But it's also so fucking hot. Oh, being used like a slutty fuck doll where everyone can see. It's making me so fucking wet. Oh shit. The men down there. They're looking at me. Oh, God. They're pointing. Sir. They're laughing. Sir, please. This is so embarrassing. So humiliating. Every time I pass by them when I go to work, they'd say crude and nasty things to me. They'd ask me if I needed a ride, then point to their dick and laugh. They'd ask me how much I'd charge for a hand job. What am I supposed to say now? Now that they look up and see me getting fucked like a bitch in heat. See me being pounded like a whore on my apartment balcony. Is that what you want me to be, sir? Do you want me to be a whore? Do you want me to be a whore for you? I'll be such a good whore for you, sir. Such a good whore. Do you want to invite those men down there to come up here and whore me out to them? How much would you charge them for a turn with me? How much do you think my whore pussy is worth? How much would you charge them for a turn with me? Would you give them a group discount? Lay me down and watch them take me one at a time. One cock after another. Until my holes are puffy and slathered in their chism. Or would you join in on the fun? Hold my hands above my head while they spread my legs and have their way with me. Listen to me beg and plead for them to be gentle while you whisper in my ear that they're gonna fuck me hard and rough, and I need to take it like a good little slut. Oh, yes, sir. I'd be such a good whore for you. I'd be such a good whore for you. But first, you need to show them. You need to show everyone who this whore pussy really belongs to. I'll spread my legs wider so they get a good view of your cock thrusting into me. Your balls slapping against my cunt. I want to make sure they see whose cock I will always surface first. Who always gets to come inside me first. Are you closer? Are you ready to blow your load inside me? Ready to fill up your squealing cum dumpster while everyone watches? Yes, sir. Please. Sir, I'm ready, sir. I'm ready to come with you. Come inside me. Come inside me. Come inside me. Yes. Come inside me. Yes. Oh, I feel it. Fuck. Yes. Oh. Come to your balls inside me, sir. Every drop. Fuck. Everyone can see your cum splatter out between my legs when you thrust out of me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Sir, there. I think they're clapping. They're clapping for you. Yes, sir. Let's go back inside. Thank you, sir. I really, really needed that.